This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. This is episode number 227. We are moving along here in 2024. I got tons of energy today. I hope you do as well. My last episode, we talked about living intentionally. And today I want to talk about another aspect of this idea of living intentionally. The title of this episode is called What Kind of Misery Do You Want to Have? So I've been listening to other podcasts and I'm able to get lots of great ideas. And there's one in particular that I want to share with you that has really stood out to me. It's the idea of the pool of misery or the river of misery. And I recently was listening to this on a podcast by Sarah Brewer, and it's called Overcome Pornography for Good. And when she was talking about this, I found that very interesting, that many times we're going to find ourselves in some kind of misery, but we get to decide what kind of misery we are going to endure. So the pool of misery is the idea, whether it's with pornography or in some kind of other habit or addiction that we're trying to overcome, the pool of misery is staying in that same cycle, where if you are in a swimming pool, you can swim from one end of the pool to the next, and then back, and then forth, and then back, and forth. But that's where you're going to stay, right? You're going to stay in that pool of misery. The other option, though, is the river of misery, where you're going to have some turbulence. You're going to have some withdrawal. So think about caffeine withdrawal. So that's one of the things I'm working on right now, decreasing my caffeine intake. Caffeine is expensive, depending on what you get. I typically use 5-hour energy. At some point in time, I've had 2 5-hour energies in a day and also 2 cups of coffee. It's just way too much. It's become a habit. It's become a crutch. It's become something that is somewhat soothing and reliable. So I've cut down on coffee and almost 2 weeks now. And now I'm down to 1 5-hour energy. And yet there's some turbulence and there's some adjusting that's taking place in my body. So I could either double down on multiple 5-hour energies and coffees, or I can say, okay, I'm going to feel a little bad. I may not have as much energy. This week in particular, I've been taking more naps, but I'm not in the pool of misery. Rather, I'm in the river of misery. And that just means that there's an exit. There is a way out, that I'm not just going around in circles and still feeling bad about it. Rather, I'm going to eventually get out of it and push through. That's something that I think is so important as we think about different things that we do in our lives. If we're going to have an I can do mindset, if we're going to live intentionally, then we have to decide what kind of misery do we want. There are times where we put ourselves in situations based upon poor decision-making that we find ourselves suffering through something. Well, we get to decide, do we want to remain in that situation, or will we take the steps to get out of it and go through that river of misery? Well, the choice is ours. And I will say that the pool of misery is often very comfortable. And that's why we stay in it quite a bit. But there is a better way of living, a better way of living intentionally, and a better mindset that we need to have. And so I think it really begins with the mindset that, you know what, I see what's happening here. Maybe it's financial issues. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's exercise. Maybe we don't feel that well and we know we need to be exercising, but we just still sit on the couch, or we don't do or take the necessary steps. Well, now we're just stuck in the pool of misery. But we can take those necessary steps, have our workout clothes ready, go to the gym, work out for a few minutes. It's going to hurt for a while. It's going to change our schedule. However, the benefit long term will be so much better. And it will change from something quote unquote miserable or painful to something fantastic. And so that is what I want you to be thinking about today. What kind of misery do you want to have? Pool of misery will just keep on going, but the river of misery, there is a way out. And it's probably faster than what you think. To do this, you have to make a decision, number one. Number two, you have to start taking some actions. Maybe you need to eliminate certain things in the house. Maybe you need to sever certain options or friends or habits. You're going to have number three, people to help you out, maybe a group, maybe some kind of team or someone that can hold you accountable. And then number four, you'll have to endure. And if you can understand that it won't last forever, then great things will be on your horizon. So think about that today with whatever you may be going through. Maybe you don't have anything that you're trying to overcome. Maybe you don't have anything that you're trying to get through or eliminate. That's fine. But if you do, then ask yourself, do I want to stay in the pool of misery or do I want to go down that river of misery? Both will hurt for a little while, but the river of misery will give you the freedom that you actually are looking for. I hope this helps. Take care and God bless.